shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Soul. What's cracking? Wait. Hold on.
What?
I plead the fifth. I did not know that the virus escaped the Wuhan lab. I plead the fifth. To lock everybody down.
Yeah, so Dr. Anthony Fauci is getting canceled. And boy, is it good to watch finally, right? Emails were released this week, and we are going to cover some of the bombshells that were disclosed from those emails, dude. A lot of shit. And I don't think we've even scraped the surface of those emails. So 30,000 emails.
Oh, my God.
Also, more woke culture this week. The left has gone full pedo mode. And it's disturbing to watch. I'm going to show you guys some of those videos. Also, Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez had a couple fails this week. We're going to talk about the Twitter finger war she's having with Matt Walsh. That is hilarity ensued. All right, we're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
TheSaltyShow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. It's been a week, and we're at it again. We're missing Heidi this week. Where does she go? It looked pretty cool where she went.
She went up to Williams. They're doing a memorial for everyone in the military who's died since 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They move it around. It's I don't know what you would call it, a moving memorial or whatever. So they went up with her father and mother and niece, and they all went up to take a look at it.
Yeah, it looked pretty dope. So I saw black walls that had like names on them, and she was talking about something about that they were able to find the person that her father was unable to rescue. What happened there?
Oh no, I don't know anything about that. No,
she mentioned that, and I meant to ask, but you know, I was preparing for the show.
Yeah, we'll have to ask her next week when she's here.
Yeah, so she's not just ignoring us. She's out actually doing something productive for once. Just kidding.
Wow.
Instead of spending Jeremy's money. Who said that?
Jeremy doesn't have any money.
We got to go to dance. We got to do this. We got to do that. Exactly. Well, all I know is it costs money.
All right. Well, let's get into this week. And we're going to start off with the whole Dr. Fauci. And, you know, start the hashtag Dr. Fauci didn't kill himself, because he's being thrown under the bus. Uh-oh. By everyone, dude. Now, again, Fauci's emails were released. The Washington Post was able to obtain 866 pages of Fauci emails via the Freedom of Information Act. You know, thank God for this. Our politicians, folks, need to be transparent. Our elected officials and people who serve under government have no privacy when it comes to matters that involve the government. And this is clear as day as to what is happening to Fauci. So emails from January through June of 2020. Now, the backlash has been so great that I didn't even know this, but apparently Dr. Fauci had a book coming out called Expect the Unexpected. And they're starting to remove it from pre-order. This dude is done. I guess that he didn't expect that.
Yeah, no, there is some weird things about the pre-order. I read after, because I saw the same thing, and then I was like, I don't know about that. And it was like apparently they got the date wrong or something like that, so they're pulling it.
Oh, okay.
It's still going to be sold, but it looked. You know how everybody spins a headline. You know what I mean? It's just,
I think it's the publishers probably just like, you know, thinking, well, let's see how this goes over. Oh,
it's possible.
Clerical
it's possible.
Error. Yeah. So anyway, so what did the emails reveal? All right. And to summarize, Jeremy, you know, and we've said this over and over again on the show, big pharma, big government, big tech, were all in bed together. And you, the American people, were the ones getting fucked. And I'm sorry to put it this way, but this is what was happening. And we're going to cover a few of those emails, and I'm going to show you guys again some of the text that what it shows. So, in an email dated February of 2020, and I think this, to me, this is the smoking gun. I don't know you, Tim. I know you read through some of those emails, but to me, this is the smoking gun. And during the height of put on your mask, you know, this is important, because if you remember, Fauci went back and forth as it related to the mask. Initially in public, he came out saying, well, you know, if you're healthy, you shouldn't be, you know, if you're not showing any symptoms, you don't need to be wearing a mask. And then it went to put on the mask. And then it went to the point where he was in a hearing with, Dr. Rand Paul. And Rand Paul tells him, you're wearing that for show. And Fauci got really upset. You remember that. I'm putting this email that we're going to read into context. Okay, so in this email, and I think is he advising a family member, Tim, where he tells her, you don't have to wear, I don't recommend.
Colleague.
Okay.
I think it was a colleague.
It's somebody who he obviously cares about. It's not just any random person, right?
I love that picture.
The Gateway Pundit is, they're getting pretty funny with some of their stuff.
They're savages with this. All right, Dr. Fauci is advising a woman not to wear a mask, right? A face mask, because they don't protect against viruses. Now, this is his quote, and I'm gonna read it for you. He said, masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. He goes on, the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus. Which is small enough to pass through the material. This is what he said. And then he goes on. It might, however, provide some slight benefit and keep out gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you, right? He also said, I do not recommend that you wear a mask. This is something that Fauci is saying in an email. Remember what he was saying in public, folks. Let me read that again. He said, I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to a very low risk location. Your instincts are correct. Money is best spent on medical countermeasures such as diagnostics and vaccines. Okay. I'm emphasizing that point where he says that he doesn't recommend it, especially if you're low risk. And the truth was that we've known this all along. Yeah. What were you going to say, Tim?
So that email does coincide with him being on 60 Minutes when they were asking him, and he was like, you know, it might block a particulate or two. And that's when he was being honest, in my opinion, right? This is when he was actually in the beginning of it all, where they were like, oh, it's only in China. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to be that bad if it comes here. So he was being optimistic. Oh, yeah. He was telling you the truth about how viruses work and what masks will and will not do.
But let's talk about his experience. How long has he been doing this? So you're telling me 30, 40 years of this experience, and all of a sudden it changes? Why did it change? And we all know why it changed. It was political. It was because there was an election that was coming, and we had to do everything in our power to destroy the economy so that it would reflect on Trump. We know this. This is why this was done. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No. In the beginning, I fully believe that he was being transparent, because this is the first time most people have actually ever seen Dr. Fauci. Okay. Right. People have heard the names over throughout the years, but this is the first time front and center. Okay. Yep. Then when you start looking at the emails, he's getting emails from Zuckerberg and all these other people. And it's like, oh, okay. Wait a minute here.
Yeah. We're going to get to those.
What was that transition to where you went from being a scientist and director of NIH to, you know, now all of a sudden they made you famous? What deal with the devil did you make to sit there and change course. That's my thing, because you know what? You go from particulate, you know, it might help, but telling you the truth to, oh, double mask and lock down the world and, you know, the whole shebang. Like, what the hell? Like, I get the transmiss, you know, when it's transmissible. Yeah, it could be really bad if you're symptomatic, but just like anything else, like day four, you know, day six of the flu, you're fine. You're not spreading that shit. It's day, you know, three, four, and five, usually, because that's when you actually have to experience the most symptoms. But once you're on the back nine of it, it's really nothing. And same thing with, seems like, with this COVID. Like, yeah. Come on.
So we're going to go down the line, because Tim mentioned a few things, you know, him going back and forth with, like you said, Bill Gates. So, but before we get to that one, in January of 2020, in an email, Fauci was told by colleagues, all right, his colleagues, who are also scientists, and they told him that this could be most likely was engineered, that it didn't, you know, evolve naturally, right? That it didn't come from, so, you know, how they normally, viruses normally evolve. No, this was, again, now, what did he do with those emails? What did he do with that knowledge? You know, and when Trump mentioned this, and Trump did, and I'm going to show you those videos, he was ridiculed. He was made fun of nonstop. They called him dangerous. They blamed him for killing 500,000 people. Folks, they still are. Okay. And again, this is coming from the doctor who led this whole thing, this task force, Dr. Fauci. He was on TV almost every day during that whole thing. And he's being told by colleagues, yo, this might have been engineered. So the whole Trump putting a stop to for travel from China, remember, they made fun of him. They called him a racist, a xenophobe. You know what I mean? Like, they called him everything under the sun because he was doing these things. And it turns out, again, because of the last 2-3 weeks, it has just blown over. And it's like everybody now all of a sudden is like, yeah, this was engineered by China. And Trump has been saying it for over a year. On April 2020, Fauci was being, let me see if I can show you this. So the lab leak theory, because again, remember, Trump was saying it, and a lot of conservative news outlets started saying, hey, this looks to be a lab leak. Well, Fauci emails some colleagues, or I don't know who he emailed. I didn't read that particular email, but I'm just reading the bullet points where he thanks somebody for who was thanked by somebody. Somebody sent an email and thanked them for, hey, thank you for downplaying the whole lab leak theory. And again, he was being emailed this by scientists telling him, hey, this could be a lab leak. Oh, it turns out that other people were thanking him. Hey, thanks for making this out. Now, I don't know who exactly did that, but I do want to show you this.
I think it was Peter. Something.
I have the email here.
And the guy was leading the lab. Like, this guy had a lot of money donated into the Wuhan lab or something like that. Okay. Like, this guy was heavily invested into it. So right. When Fauci came out and said, no, it's probably from bats and everything, the guy said, hey, thank you for, you know, downplaying this, you know?
Yeah.
One of the other really interesting things about this virus and what experts were emailing him that nobody ever talked about was they also talked about how this virus has strands of like HIV and shit in it. Did you see that one?
I have
like,
not.
There was, no. Like, they, like, the, like, yeah, shit. They were talking about, wow. Yeah, because I think it was either Brett Baer or Zero Hedge were posting an article about it. And it even, that link was even in Fauci's email, like where they put it in there. And I was just like, whoa.
Well, so I don't, obviously HIV, are you suggesting that HIV was man-made or?
No, that there was.
There's traces of
HIV in the.
Well, so I mean, HIV developed naturally. We're assuming it developed naturally in the wild, right? So it wouldn't surprise me if parts of that virus mutated into several other viruses. It wouldn't surprise me if you found, you know, similarities between most all these viruses. No, right? They're all mutations of each other, right?
But that's what they were very concerned about, was that, like, hey, are people getting infected with this man-made lab? Was this engineered to have HIV in it as well, so that when people get infected, now you're transferring HIV through a sneeze and not through sexually, you know?
Yeah.
There is a lot of shit that's being uncovered with this that I don't think we'll ever get the full answer, because they're going to cover it up like they always do. But this is bad shit. Back to you. It's just one of those things that has you.
And I'm just going to, I'm going bullet point here on things that people are uncovering. Right. And what we always tell you, listener, is go out, do your research, go read these emails. These are official government released emails, because, again, under the freedom
of information. Don't get it from CNN.
Yeah, don't get it from CNN. Don't get it from us. Go and read this and make that, come to the conclusion yourself on whether or not you were told, you were being sold lies all last year. Here's another bullet point. Dr. Fauci, in my opinion, ignored emails from other scientists, who were telling him that hydroxychloroquine was effective. This was in April 2020. Remember, Trump was saying, "Hey,"
and we all know why. Yeah. We all know why that happened, right?
Right. But when Trump came out saying it, and when conservatives came out saying, they were called, you know, "Oh, you're not a doctor. Oh, you can't recommend that. Oh, you know, you're telling people to put, chlorine or Clorox in their blood." And it's like, no, this is coming from people who are scientists, experts in their fields. And again, this was something ignored by Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci could have easily come out and cleared up the air and said, "No, folks, hydroxychloroquine is effective. We should be using this." But no, because everything led to getting a vaccine. Why? And that's what people are not asking themselves, is like, why is a vaccine being forced upon people? Now, I'm not going to go as far as saying, "Oh, you know, it's to kill people." I won't go there, because I haven't seen the evidence. However, you have to ask yourself, why is everybody forcing this? Because they are forcing it. They're talking about places that are, you know, states that are saying, "Oh, well, we're not going to allow people to go here or there," and liberals are all excited about it. "Oh, yeah, you can't be in the club because, you know, you're not vaccinated. You won't be allowed in certain areas. You can, you know, sure, you're free to not take the vaccine, but you're not going to be able to participate in with society." Then is it really a choice, right? So that's what you have to draw into question when people are forcing this vaccine down people's throats. Now, I did want to play, I don't know if I'm going to play, but Trump was, again, he was the one who said this originated in China, and people mocked him for it. The news media went after him. "What proof do you have?" they asked him. "Have you seen any evidence?" And he said, "Yeah." And again, the nightly news went after him and called him, "Well, see, this is who we have, a president, a crazy man saying that it originated. This is his," and this is when the whole hashtag, you know, "Stop Asian Hate." You know what I mean? Like, this is where all that shit originated from. But it was a lie.
So one of the things I found interesting about this, as everyone's changing their tune to say, "Oh, wow, there's credibility to this." Like, you know, they would say, Washington Post changed headlines. From Tom Cotton, "Oh, he's spewing right wing conspiracy theories." They changed it to where it's like, well, it hasn't been debunked yet, you know. So they literally changed headlines in the middle of the night, like just the other day, as this got leaked, because they were like, "Oh shit, we got to start doing damage control, because now that's libel." You know what I'm saying? So now they're trying to cover their ass when they change headlines like that. Okay. So one of the things I also found interesting was one of the CNN or MSDNC, they came out and said, "Well, you know, we would have listened to Trump more if it wasn't 4 years worth of lies. He spread so much disinformation over 4 years that we couldn't believe anything he said. So we just automatically discredit." I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. So everything that you say has been disinformation that he said, right, is all proving true or very close to being true, number one. Number two, you're taking everything that he said and spun it and smeared campaign his ass, and then you had to retract it all. You know what I mean? Like, for 4 years. If this guy said, hello, oh my God, Trump said he hates everybody. What? Oh, and then they're like, dude, he said hello. No. This guy's rude. He said hello to somebody.
It was a dog whistle to all the white supremacists out there to kill everyone who starts with the letter H.
So, exactly. So they tried blaming Trump telling the truth from Trump lying. I'm like, you guys are killing me. You guys have Trump derangement syndrome. Your narrative is fucking, your whole narrative, you guys should all be in fucking jail. Or at least not be able to do your fucking job, because you know what? You lied to everybody for more than 4 years, and now, quote unquote, pandemic. You ruined people's lives. You put people against each other. Fear. Ruined exactly what they economy. Wanted. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
yeah, they wanted to make Trump look bad, and
they did. Yeah. They did.
They had to kill the 3 years worth of prosperity that the whole world had because of Trump to get him out of office. They had no problems whatsoever ruining millions of people's lives, but maybe even billions of people's lives. They had no problem doing that just to get a man out of the office that they didn't like because he was orange.
And he sent mean tweets.
What kind of sickness allows you to do that?
He talked shit about Nancy Pelosi.
If I didn't like my neighbor, I wouldn't go around all my never mind.
Dude,
I get it. It's frustrating.
Anytime they say it's a right wing conspiracy, it's fuck you now. Because you know what? Motherfucker's got the back scratcher. Oh my God. And
my hands are short. I can't reach back there.
That's why I'm laughing.
Everyone fears the T-Rex.
But everything they say is a right wing conspiracy. You know, we said, hey, this seems like it's originated, you know, from the lab in Wuhan. No. At first it was like, oh, then the scientist got sick, died, disappeared. You're like, what the fuck just happened? You know what I mean?
Epstein.
Yeah. Then you turn around and say, hey, you guys are doing this politically and you're going to kill the economy. No, we're not. Oh, we're going to keep extending it out until, the week after the election is when we're going to have our reopening date. Our target date is after the reelection. Oh, it's not political?
After we cheat and win the election. When we cheat at the election.
So now you did that. Then you turn around and say, well, if you don't wear a mask, you're trying to kill grandma. You're a Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, if you're not. Then we said, hey, they're going to push for vaccine passports. No, they would never do anything like that. Not in America. We're free. You can't go to a baseball game. They were, you know, in New York, they have full blown vaccinated sections now. Full-blown vaccinated sections. And I heard this on Tucker the other day, and I don't really watch Fox anymore, but I happen to browse. Crack me up, because he was like, oh, it's all the white, you know, they say it's the white Republicans causing the problem. And they showed the chart. They showed the chart of the numbers, CDC numbers, on who's got all the vaccines. White people, like 60%. It got down to Hispanics, 30%. Blacks, 20%. So Tucker's like, oh, that looks a lot like segregation. They go, when they start taking pictures of the vaccinated sections and there's only one color in there, that's going to be really bad for their narrative. So that's why he's starting to talk about this. He started the whole Jim Crow on medical. He's like, this is Jim Crow medical. He's like, this is what they're really trying to do. They're segregating the population based on this vaccine.
Right. And Hispanics to begin with are very, you know, they're not, let's go get the vaccine. You know what I mean? Like even like the flu shot. You know what I mean? Like, they're not, you know, and like you said, the numbers are going to look very bad when they have a segregated section full of minorities. They're going to look pretty stupid. So one thing I did also want to mention was, and I'm going to show you a little bit of this video. There was a Nobel Prize winner in chemistry, and he came out criticizing Fauci's integrity. Because again, remember, folks, what we just said, scientists were emailing Fauci as early as last year, telling him that the virus looked engineered. He ignored it and even suppressed it. And he, like we just said right now, he was thanked by somebody who was a donor and said, oh yeah, thank you for suppressing this. And to me, dude, he needs to be arrested. Yeah. What are you going to do, Jeremy?
Yeah. He needs to be accountable for whatever he did, right? If he did something wrong, then that's fine. He needs to be accountable for it. If he didn't do anything wrong, then fine. That's you know, he didn't do anything wrong. But backing up a step, you're talking about he got an email from someone saying thank you for downplaying the lab conspiracy because he's an investor. I'm assuming he's an investor in the Wuhan lab. Why do people invest in
exactly
virology labs?
There's a lot of money in vaccines. There's a lot of money in
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think maybe this person was somehow related to the lab itself is pharmaceutically based, right? They're doing government sponsored research, well, government and apparently private sponsored research on viruses so that they can develop vaccines for them. Is that what's going on with these labs? This Wuhan virology lab?
I'm assuming, right? So, I mean, look. Yeah,
so the guy's name, hold on, Peter Daszak. He works for Eco Health Alliance. They get taxpayer money that goes to the Wuhan lab that the lab may have leaked COVID-19.
This is a U.S. taxpayers?
Yeah, so Eco Health. So basically, the NIH gives money to different groups
to do research.
So they gave this guy research, his company, who puts money into Wuhan. So without Fauci actually going to the Wuhan lab and saying, here's American tax dollars, they give it to this company. That company then gives it to them. And now they go, research.
They skim 10% off the top.
Pretty much. I mean, but think about it. But that's,
yeah.
But it's not just in medical. This is how the government works. The government doesn't have enough people, so they pay other people.
Oh, the government has plenty of people.
You know, they give them grants. Not just for, you know, when you military weapons, they give it to Lockheed Martin. They give them a shitload of money to develop weapons, you know?
Yeah.
So it's no different. It's just that this guy was, you know, and then they fucked up.
Okay.
So, you know, it's to me, for lack of a better analogy, you know, it's saying, oh, hey, you sell tires, car tires, but yet you're the guy looking in, you know, hey, what could damage tires? You know what I mean? Like it's equivalent, right? You're looking into how to make a virus, and then you're also involved in the vaccine for that virus. How convenient. That's weird. I don't like it. Okay. So let me show you this guy and what he said, because I think this is, and this is a scientist. This is not Trump, folks. This is a Nobel Prize winner in chemistry who said this about Fauci in December of 2020.
Don't worry, they're going to try to pull this guy's Nobel Prize now.
Really?
No, it's a joke.
Oh.
You're not allowed to talk about the Godfather.
What is it? What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything. And I'd say that to his face. Nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on at the bottom. You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal...
So I misquoted. This was actually back during the whole AIDS... Because Fauci led that research and that whole thing as well. I'm sorry. So I just want to clarify, this was not in 2020. This was back during that time. And he was criticizing Fauci at that time, saying this about him. And it still stands true today. Sorry.
Kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to. And they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera. You can't expect the sheep to really respect the best and the brightest. They don't know the difference, really. I mean, I like humans, don't get me wrong, but basically the vast majority of them do not possess the ability to judge who is and who isn't a really good scientist. I mean, that's a problem. That's a main problem, actually, with science, I'd say, in this century, because science is being judged by people. Funding is being done by people who don't understand it. Okay, who do we trust? Fauci? Fauci doesn't know enough to, you know. If Fauci wants to get on television with somebody who knows a little bit about this stuff and debate him, he could easily do it because he's been asked. I mean, I've had a lot of people, president of the University of South Carolina, ask Fauci if he'd come down there and debate me on the stage in front of the student body, because I wanted somebody who was from the other side to come down there and balance my, because I felt like, well, these guys can listen to me, but I need to have somebody else down here that's going to tell me the other side. But Fauci didn't want to do it.
So again, I only bring this up to shed light on this whole Fauci, you know, not being trustworthy is not new. There's been a lot of scientists who have criticized this guy. And you got to ask yourself, how does somebody get into such a high position of power for so many administrations? What did he do? You see what I'm saying? I don't like it. It's weird. And to me, it points to corruption in government, you know? So I just want to bring up the exchange that Fauci had with Rand Paul a couple episodes ago. We covered about it, and it was the gain of function research happening abroad, and turns out that Rand Paul was right, and he even tweeted about it, you know, when the emails were released. And what did he say? Did he say I told you so or something like that?
Yeah, he told you so.
He tweeted that.
I was just like, wow. I was like, yeah. when politicians, you know, it's getting too comical, because it's like, you know, they branded Rand Paul as, oh, he's not a doctor, doesn't know what he's talking about. This guy has access to information as well. Mm-hmm. He has access to classified information. So if he's talking about something and calling you out, he probably knows something already.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Everybody acts like, oh, these representatives don't know anything. They make the fucking rules. Like, they get briefed on this shit every day. You mean to tell me they didn't know what was going on? They had no idea what was going on, who was doing what. Hey, we think there's a leak from Wuhan. Shh, don't tell the senators. Nobody's supposed to know. It's mm-hmm. the fucking briefing. You know what I mean?
So that's going to be a beautiful exchange when
he's not called happening. Back. Not happening. He will not go under oath. For any of it.
He's scared.
It will not happen.
And he knew why, right? Because again, he was asked point blank, did you discuss gain of function? No, he lied. He fucking lied. And so, and to Tim's point, Democrats were, you know, upset about this, because this is an own. When Rand Paul said, told you, you know, he owned him. So they were upset. And I saw some of the comments and some of the Twitter feeds, you know, what there was a Democrat who says, eye doctor versus real doctor. I'll stick with the real doctor, meaning Fauci, right? Yeah. So then people start replying to that commentator saying, you realize that Rand Paul had to go through the same training as a medical doctor and then some to specialize as an eye surgeon? Not to mention the fact that Fauci hasn't seen a patient for most of his life, while Rand Paul is still a practicing eye surgeon. Who's a real doctor now? You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like that guy says.
And that's your point. You can be a doctor of anything if you go to school. You know what I mean? Like, a doctor in science, in any, you know, virology or fucking surgery, you have to understand how everything works. You can't prescribe medicine to somebody if you don't understand how it's made and what it does. You know, like, you can't be a dummy. You can't just be like, hey, I'm just going to fix your eye. I'm going to put this drop in there. I don't know what it's going to do. It might fucking burn your eye out. And you got to know the body and everything. And hey, take this drug. And this is why. And this is, you have an eye infection, right? Take this antibiotic to get rid of this and these drops. So you have to understand how that side works as well. So yeah, I might not be playing with viruses and looking at a Petri dish and everything, but I have to understand how this shit works and do my job.
Right. And to the point, you know, Dr. Fauci hasn't seen a patient in decades, right? So
and the same
how do you
idiots,
keep up to speed with that? If
the
you're not
same
practicing?
Idiots that question, you know, people, other doctors are the same ones that don't understand even how IT work and tell you how forensic audits should work and how to do computer forensics and how to combat ransomware. Okay. Mm-hmm. These fucking idiots. Look, I'm not a virologist or anything like that, or a pedomologist, whatever the fucking thing is called. But I have common fucking sense of what I've been taught my entire life. You know what I mean? About how viruses work and what you need to do. What is this so different? You know? What made this so different than the fucking flu? That's my big question. And if you tell me it's a pandemic,
the 2020 election is
right,
the difference.
Exactly. But again, if you tell me it's a pandemic and I look around and everybody's out partying and having a good time, not dropping down dead the next day, it's not a pandemic. Right. Like, to me, the Black Plague was a pandemic because motherfuckers were literally, like, dying the next day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bodies were stacked.
What is the actual definition of a pandemic? I mean, is it really that loose of a term? Yeah,
swine flu was a pandemic. Swine flu was a pandemic.
The swine flu that we had
H1N1.
Years ago, whatever
H1N1.
It was, a while back.
You know, N1H1.
But N1, you know what? See, what I find hypocritical from the other side is this is the same crowd that complains about overpopulation. Wouldn't they be celebrating 500,000 people falling dead to save the planet? They should be cheering.
They love abortions.
Right. I mean, let's be honest. Let's carry out their thought process. If human beings are destroying the planet, why aren't we celebrating that 500,000 people, you know, died? Right.
Because
Americans are parasites. I mean, not Americans, but human beings are parasites. That's what we're being told
right.
by.
But you know why they're not celebrating those 500,000 people dying of COVID? Because they would have died from heart attacks and high blood pressure and every other disease that magically disappeared last year because COVID killed everybody.
No. COVID was only the number three cause of death. Okay. Uh-huh. So it was number three. So in a pandemic, how can that be number three?
Well, what was number one?
I think it was a heart attack. It was the same
shit. So then why don't we have a heart disease pandemic?
Right. Because there's no narrative for that. Because they tell you.
Why are we spending millions of dollars to teach people how to eat correctly and exercise?
Well, they did that, and that's why people have heart disease now, because they gave you that fucking pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fucking full
of
shit.
Yeah. Don't ever eat off that pyramid. Don't ever, ever.
Well, that was their first indoctrination to school.
But
oh, yeah.
We were brainwashed with that bullshit. I remember
that's
seeing
what I'm saying.
That
was the first indoctrination.
Yeah. Again,
that's how they knew they could do whatever they want.
And there it is. That's
cool.
Government.
The government gets involved and ruins everything.
Exactly. They may have had good intentions, but what happens is that guess what? The milk lobbyist and the wheat lobby, everybody was lobbying. Oh well, we need to be on here in that freaking pyramid. No, we need to be higher in that pyramid.
America is like the number one producer of grains. Do you know on the food pyramid what the most recommended food for you to eat is?
Grains.
Grains. 8 to 11 servings a day of grains.
You're a fucking horse?
8 to 11 servings.
Yeah.
Shoot down the middle and go for 9. That's 3 grains for breakfast, 3 grains for lunch, and 3 grains for dinner. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I eat cereal. That's 1 grain. I have a toast. That's another grain in... I don't even know what a third grain was.
I literally thought you were about to say I had vagina. That's a grain. No bullshit.
No.
I heard the V come out. I was like,
and you know what's crazy, Jeremy? You know what's crazy is that this whole thing, people are living longer. They're living longer, unhealthier lives, living longer. Because guess what happens? Doctors are trying to keep people alive when nature says no, this person should be dead. Should have been died a long time ago. But no, we're gonna do a transplant here, and we're gonna do a liposuction here, and we're gonna do we're doing all this shit here to keep people alive. And it's like, look, I'm not. I'm just making an observation on how we're. To your point, the message should be eat healthier. Oh, but no, that's not the message. That doesn't sell. You know, corporate America is not going to make their money.
Even the bigger problem is, even if the government was to have decided a year ago, we need to conquer coronavirus by telling people to eat better. And we're going to make all these recommendations on what they're supposed to eat. They would have told everybody on the planet the wrong fucking thing to
you're
eat.
Right.
Cicadas. So, they would have said, eat cicadas unless you're allergic to shrimp or shellfish.
Yeah.
So it's not. It's,
and
to
so
me,
the government
the
just needs to get out of it because they don't do it right. They've never done it right. Why are we putting our lives in their hands when they don't anything right?
Absolutely
it's okay to say you need to go work out. The government should be able to say that because that's common sense. We're not going to tell you how to work out, but. You know, we recommend vitamin D and working out.
The government would put out this big poster that has to be on every kid's wall that shows them doing, whatever exercise is wrong. right?
Yeah.
You know, live with your legs, not your back. Wait, yeah. What?
Live with your back, not your legs.
Yeah. Live with your back. Don't worry about your legs. You have to learn to lift with your back. Straighten up your back. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. So yeah,
I'm with the government
out of it.
Get the government completely out of people's lives. And one thing about the new class in Congress is that they're fighters. We have fighters now, and I love it. Marjorie Taylor Greene has just introduced H.R. 2316 to get rid of Fauci. And I love it, man, because the Republicans are swinging. But here's the thing. Meanwhile, China came out saying that they're preparing for a nuclear war in case Biden, you know, wants to probe into the origins of the virus.
China is threatening nuclear war if we try to investigate.
Is preparing
a possible lab leak from the Wuhan viral facility.
Yeah, doth protest too much, China. What are you hiding? You know, what I mean? Like it's like, oh yeah, if you guys open this, we're gonna get ready for war. Really? Why?
Yeah.
Right.
What happened here?
So I have a question. So let's say something happens and we do find out that this virus came from a lab in China and that the Chinese government was involved in some sort of manipulation to try to turn into a biological weapon. Can every country in the world sue China for loss of economic?
Well, who's going to make everything? Them pay? Who's going to make them pay?
Well, the great thing is, we owe China trillions of dollars. All we have to do is go, all right, well, we no longer owe you shit. We're even. 0-0. Right. We're starting this game over again.
See, China was really smart. Let's look at this. Let's look at this from a macro level, not a micro level, right? China all over the world. See, we put military bases everywhere, right? To swing our dicks, right? China did one better. They infiltrated every part of every person's life. Okay. They got politicians in their pocket. They got corporations in their pocket. They got military in their pocket because they're all half of them are apparently now fucking communists. I don't fucking get that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They want to get rid of any crazy person in the military. Basically, if you're a Republican, you know, you're a threat to the military now, you know? So they've infiltrated every piece of everybody's life. Even fucking TikTok now. I sent you that thing saying it came out where like their facial recognition, they own that data. They can do whatever the fuck they want with that data. I'm like, that's weird.
TikTok. What about TikTok and facial recognition?
The biometrics, they own that data. So they have all that data and they could store and do whatever they want with it, basically. That's what
the pictures of people
on
phone, who do.
On your phone, you know, like when you unlock your phone and your biometrics and everything, all that two-factor, they own it now. They have
How did that happen?
Well, because when you download the app. Mr. Trump tried stopping that shit from happening a year ago, and they said, oh, you can't do that. And there we go. When he banned TikTok and everybody freaked out.
Well, thank God I never had TikTok on my phone.
But now they've infiltrated part everywhere. So all they got to do now is be like, oh, yeah, come at me. Done. All they got to do is just unleash their troops on all these companies. Hey, ransomware. Oh, we're going to do this. Espionage. They got it all. They can just go like this. Checkmate, bitch.
So look, with that knowledge, right? Let's say, you know, if Tim is absolutely right that it's the push of a button and China can have control of the United States. We have the leader of the free world, folks. The guy living in the most expensive freaking home for the elderly
nursing home.
You know, so he comes out and do you think he would have said, oh, China is the biggest threat? No. He came out and said white supremacy, folks, that's the most dangerous threat to America. He said that in a speech this week. That white supremacy is the most dangerous threat. Am I lying, Tim?
No, he said that. There's a lot of questions I have to that. What determines white supremacy? That's what I want to know. Because
where are they?
Back in the day, right, but back in the day, it was the KKK, white supremacist. Okay. All right, you're there, you know. Nazis, okay. But you're just throwing a blanket term out there. are we all white supremacists now? Because are we a threat to this country because we didn't vote for communism?
For yeah.
Like, is that their way of saying we don't want anybody, any free thinkers, so we're just going to label it white supremacy? Like, I have a lot of, like, a president that comes out and says something like that.
Hmm.
Especially that he's white too. That's what's even funny. Like he's saying, "I'm a threat to the country."
I wonder.
He's fucking crazy. This is crazy people talking.
All right. So playing devil's advocate here, is it? I mean, could you think about it this way? It's not necessarily that white supremacists are the problem, but the
good work ethic.
The idea that the country is full of white supremacists is the problem. Does that make sense?
It makes absolutely no sense. Because white supremacy is an idea, just like everything else, right?
Yeah.
So when they say characteristics in the CRT of white supremacy, right? They trying to say the Second Amendment is a characteristic of white supremacy. Okay. So that's how they're trying
because
to get away from guns.
It doesn't apply to anybody but white people?
Right, apparently. But okay, good work ethic. Okay, I'm not lying. I've seen this.
Yeah.
Good work ethic is a characteristic of white supremacy because white people tend to work hard.
Showing up
on
time.
And I hear that, and I'm like, yeah, showing up on time. Like, so I hear some of these things, I'm like, and these are white people, so I'm like, I turn my head and go, that is some racist shit right there.
Yeah.
Because basically you're saying
blacks are
that
lazy.
Minorities never show up on time.
Yeah.
Right? They're not hardworking. Right? So you're basically saying all these stereotypical things against minorities, but you're using it saying it's white people. White people have caused this, and this is why minorities are always late and don't have good work ethic. I'm like, and people are like, yeah, I'm like, you fucking people are crazy. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, look,
but those are characteristics of white supremacy.
What the issue is, and they don't hold the same standards to themselves that they hold to, because what they'll point to, you know, if I say, well, show me where is this white supremacy that you're talking about? Oh, well, look at the Capitol, January 6th. That's where it was. It showed itself. It was horrible. It was ugly. I was scared, AOC. I was scared for my fucking bitch. So meanwhile, cities burned, folks, by BLM and Antifa, leftist groups. Okay. We saw it with our own fucking lying eyes. That's what they'll say, that our eyes lied to us. Oh, no. The vast majority were mostly peaceful. Meanwhile, cities burning. I mean, we saw the video of CNN in the backdrop, and it's like, no. That is the hate groups. Those are the hate groups. Those are the groups that want to destroy America. I'm not saying that racist white people don't exist. They do exist. Am I worried about
racist
them?
Black people exist?
Exactly. Am I worried about these? No, they're not bothering me. But do you think I could go down to, you know, downtown Pittsburgh during the whole BLM riots, and you think I would come out okay? Probably not. And it wasn't white people who were. I mean, you know, your typical, you know, white people. It was the leftist whites and the BLM groups that were being used by the left. That is what it is. That is the greatest threat. That is the greatest threat to the United States today is fascism coming from the left. Because if you look at BLM, there are people who moved it. These people were communists and they were burning cities and they're still burning cities to today. And Biden says that it was white supremacy. But one thing, beautiful thing about this country is that America still, we have our rights. We have our liberties. And that's why it's beautiful. You see states like Florida, you know, passing laws to ensure that people can, you know, will retain their liberties. But if we look at our neighbors in the north, Canada right now, Canada has suspended all their elections, bro. Until they can get rid of the virus. I'm not kidding.
Because Justin Trudeau.
Their elections are federalized. In Canada, the federal government controls those elections. So Justin Trudeau, in an act of, you know, unilaterally, he says, we're canceling all the elections until we can get past this virus. What?
Wait, what? How does a virus stop an election?
Because remember,
in Canada, it did.
Remember when he said, build back better for a new world order? People, wake the fuck up. Another conspiracy theory from the right. When they said, this NWO shit they're all pulling, and he was one of those big cucks behind it, right? And now here we are. You now have a dictator running Canada over a virus. And that's what they wanted here, and that's what they're about to get.
So there was a Canadian TikToker,
fucking Canada,
who posted
stupid.
A video. Who posted a video? They're on, and I don't know if you guys have ever been to Niagara Falls, but Niagara Falls is, you know, on the north side is the Canada, and the south is the United States. And so, you know, you can see people on the other side. If you're standing on one side, you say, "Oh, that's the Canadian side." Anyways, let me show you this video because it shows a contrast. On the American side, you see boats full of Americans. And then when you look at this, the Canadian side, empty streets. And this is, and the person who's recording this is looking at it and says, what is it that America, what is happening? So that is the contrast. And I also want to mention this, that, see, this is how those leftist movements are able to gain power, because when you hear, I don't know if it's this video, but there was another video, and the person, the Canadian person who's talking, has hope in their heart. They're like, America, please come save us. And somebody responds to her video and says this, America's not going to come save you. You need to save your own country. This is how leftist movements gain control, because they are counting on you to not do anything because you're hoping that America will come save your ass. America's not going to come save you. It's time for you to take matters into your own hand and proclaim your own liberty. So, but let me show you this video again, contrasting the free side versus the tyrannical side. And these are our neighbors to the north, folks. Yeah.
You know what's really interesting? You know what they don't have in Canada? What the people don't have?
What's that? What?
Guns?
Bill of Rights.
They don't have the right to bear arms like we do.
Yeah. Well,
To stop this shit from happening.
Guns. I just don't know what the rules are as far as...
They don't have a Second Amendment.
It's very strict over there. They don't have the right to bear them.
Because
you'd see motherfuckers right now, bop, bop, in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, so let me just show you this video. Again, the contrast.
Canadian border, and you look across to the American side and wonder if there even is a pandemic going on.
And I've been there to Niagara Falls. That is normally full of people. Full.
And look at the New York side. That's the New York side.
Yeah,
that is. Yep. But look at those boats. Full of people. Anyways, I just wanted to show you guys that. And you know, like I said, I'm going to repeat it. Canada, America's not going to come save you. You need to start taking matters into your own hand. Yeah. And
it's not just Canada. Every country needs to do that.
Yep.
Every country has, the people have given up everything to their government.
Right.
This is a slippery slope. And this is why, you know, God bless fucking DeSantis and even our governor. Even the half-assed ones that didn't fucking fully go. But you know what? They have enough common sense to not allow these states to be overran by this shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you have 20-something states now that turn around and say, yeah, no more masks, no more this, no more that. We're fully open. Now you can't, the narratives don't work. The federal government can't turn around and say, well, here we go. Because if you're going to say, well, here are these 20 states and two of the states are two of the top four of the biggest states in the country fully open and people aren't dropping dead and the fucking numbers are down and the deaths are pretty much zero. Yeah, you can't tell me I need a vaccine passport because they're fully open.
They lied. They lied.
Yeah.
And now the next battle is the vaccine, right? Because they're pushing that vaccine still to this day. And I saw, and to every individual out there, you need to do what this guy did. And this guy reminds me of Tim, if Tim were to be refusing the vaccine. And every citizen needs to do this. Question everything. Don't just say, oh, well, doctors are recommending it and I follow the science. You're an idiot. Watch this.
She's telling me she can tell me the ingredients of this thing. cereal. Get out of here. Let me see the ingredients. Is it good for me?
Yes, it is.
Get out of here. This ain't good for me.
And more importantly, it's good for your community.
Fuck my community.
All right, you ready for ingredients?
Go ahead. High fructose corn syrup.
4-hydroxybutyl azine.
Can you tell me what that is?
Absolutely no idea.
Then I don't trust it.
Hexadecanate.
Get the fuck out of here. What's that, huh?
That would exactly be me.
If I can't read, I ain't putting it in my body.
Potassium chloride. I know what that is.
I know what that is. That I'm all right with.
He's like, get the fuck out of here.
That had to be a spoof because
I don't know, man.
Like, if you, no person is gonna let somebody fucking talk to them like that, like. Without, and she kept reading it instead of saying, sir, can you please not curse at me? Like, they had to know each other.
She's in her, but still, she's saying that. She knows she's going to be on TikTok. Ah, man. Look,
he's
again.
Like, get the fuck out of here. If I can't say it, it's not going. Dude, but wait, what he's like, so what is that? She's like, I don't know. He's like, then I'm not fucking taking it. Hold on. On all seriousness, mm-hmm. If the person giving you the shot does not know what that shit is.
Yeah.
That you,
none
they're telling
of them
you to,
do.
Right. But if they can, Hold on. A pharmacist can tell you exactly what each one of those drugs are. They can, because that's their job. No. Let me tell you something. The smartest doctors or the smartest people in the medical field are the pharmacists, because they have to understand that, if your doctor prescribes this pill and this pill, combined, that's going to kill you because this is going to...
They have computers that they type all that into and it tells them,
we do not know what's in this, and we're blindly letting people that don't know what's in there inject you with that shit.
Yeah.
That is dangerous. I had this conversation with my dad today, and he every time he tries to tell me to do something and I say no, he changes the conversation. But I was like, Dad, he's like, so you getting your vaccine? I said, no. Now, what do you mean? He's like, you should. It's good. I'm like, Dad, not getting the vaccine. I said, I am not going to put something in my body that is less than a year old, was rushed, that went against all these, never been tested. I said, you do realize you guys are the lab rats right now. They are testing on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
In 10 years from now?
Exactly. 10 years from now, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to those people.
That's what I want to see.
Interesting.
How many people get sick in the next 10 years from this, and all of a sudden you're going to see the commercials. Well, if you experienced
coronavirus and you have headaches, fevers, chills, and birth,
you know how many people I've heard?
Call 1-800. We sue everyone.
You know how many people I've heard that have told me personally, hey, I took the vaccine and it's weird because I've been feeling sick for the last 2 weeks and it doesn't go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I'm not going to go as far as saying people are going to start dropping dead. I don't know. And to me, the reason I say this is because I don't want to become what the left became, because the left became with the whole virus. They were like, oh my God, I'm not going to become like that with the vaccine. I'm like, oh my God, get away. If you took the vaccine, I don't want to be around you. I'm not going to do that. However, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I'm not going to take it. I don't need it. I've never taken a fucking flu vaccine in my life. I'm not going to start with this one. Especially, like Tim says, one that was rushed in less than a year. Fuck you. Suck a dick.
Well, and people forget the flu shot is rushed every year, and it's based on last year's flu. So I'm tired of people saying you need to do this. Because, again, you want to get the vaccine? Great. I'm not going to tell you not to get the vaccine. But when you ask me and I say, no, I'm not getting it, don't tell me why I need to get it. That's like, to me, that's like a drug addict saying, you need to do this crack with me because it's so great. Look how fucked up, look at my life. Dude, your life is fucked up, but look at the high you get. I don't need to share that with
you. You don't want
to
kill grandma.
And that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like is that they're trying to push a drug. They're pushing drugs on you that you wouldn't push on in a normal time on anybody.
Who's paying for all these vaccines?
Us,
the American people. That's the bullshit about it.
How much are they?
How much does a
Johnson & Johnson or Moderna or whatever, how much does a vaccination cost?
I don't know, but they got paid a lot of money to, this is what's fucked up. They got paid to develop it, and now they're getting paid to distribute it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we paid them to develop it, and then we paid for...
And they're not liable.
And they're not liable for anything that happens.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that the great best? That's why I said when I started the show, I called it. It's a big collusion with Big Pharma big tech, because big tech censored anybody who questions this fucking virus. It's collusion, dude, and big government. They're all in bed with each other having a big old fucking orgy, but we, the American people, are getting fucked. We're being passed around.
So what's interesting about big tech censorship is one of the medical groups obtained Fauci's emails and said, hey, we have a big dump coming of like another 3,000 emails or pages of emails. You know, they got censored. They got banned from it was Twitter. Twitter kicked them off.
Who is this?
They suspended their account. Some medical group obtained the emails from, you know, from FOIA or FOIA. Right. They had Freedom of Information Act emails that they were going to put, and Twitter suspended their account. I'm like, wait a minute. The fact that now Twitter, and you find out that Fauci's like daughter-in-law or daughter, or something like that. She's a engineer at Twitter. Go figure.
Wow.
This is, dude, these, I'm sorry. When you start playing connect the dots and six degrees, the Kevin Bacon kind of games with the swamp, dude, this shit is dirty, deep, and they've infiltrated every part of our lives and they're controlling it now. Even down to Zuckerfuck. It has a new thing about whistleblowers against Facebook. Any of his employees that come out, he's got a whole program that Project Veritas got a hold of. Mm-hmm. They got a hold of Zuckerberg talking about, they dropped it today.
What is Zuckerberg doing?
He's trying to do something against whistleblowers now. I didn't read the whole thing, but I'm like, oh my God.
And right now, Project Veritas is in a lot of legal cases that they're going to win. They're going to win against CNN. They're going to win against Facebook. Yeah. And this needs to happen.
Yeah. Even the B.
What's crazy is that Project Veritas, anybody who comes out as a whistleblower, they have every single one, they brought him into their staff and they even raise funds to, you know, support him. That way people are can say, hey, you know what? If I do leave my job and I find it hard to find a job, I'll be taken care of financially. So it's an incentive for people to come out and fucking disclose Facebook. Because there is collusion. We all know it. I in social media, we can't post shit. Everything gets either a fact check, it gets deleted, it gets shadow banned. Now, imagine if big tech played fair with conservative ideas. Our ideas are popular, folks. Our ideas would catch. It's like a fire. Once people grab a hold of it, they run with it. And they knew that. And that's why they censor it. They're scared. If there was a level playing field, we would beat them every single goddamn time. We would. Fuck them. All right. Well, I'm gonna move on to the next topic. And because while all this shit is going on, the left doesn't stop being the left. They're going more and more woke to the point where right now, and this is gonna disgust. And I'm sorry, but we need to talk about this because this is disgusting. The pedo in chief is in my opinion, this is related. This is angering. The left is teaching young kids about masturbation, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you this article because this needs to anger you, dear citizen, who is asleep. You're asleep. While your country is being ransacked by these fucking, Jeremy, what?
At what point do you draw the line and call that child pornography? If you're explaining to children, you know, how to have sex or, you know, masturbate, I mean, where do you draw the line of that being child pornography?
It needs to. These people need to be charged. Let me read to you this headline. Parents fury at NYC's woke Dalton school after first graders, folks, first graders are taught about masturbation during sex ed class. There's a sex ed class in fucking first grade. This is pedophilia, folks, in our faces. And we make excuses for it because we're uncomfortable with this conversation. Oh, well, we're not going to talk about that. No, we need to talk about this because these leftist groups are putting it in your children's faces, folks. Wake the fuck up. So what? And there's a screenshot of this cartoon. So it's a mom with a bunch of kids or a teacher. I don't know what it is, but it's kids and some duck. And
some duck.
And some duck. and some dumb duck. Sorry. Right here. What does it say? Wait, Jeremy, I want you to read it.
Okay, what am I looking at here? I see a picture.
So this is a this is a screenshot of the cartoon that was shown. And this is the whatever closed caption. Read that. What Jeremy.
Who?
Do you see it?
Some duck. Yes, I see some duck in the corner. No, we're still looking at the same duck. Thing.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's frozen, dude. It's frozen. Oh, there it goes.
Okay, there it is. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, read that shit.
Okay, you want me to start here or are you starting over?
No, this is the screenshot of this cartoon that is being shown to first graders.
Okay.
And this is what they're saying. Okay, this is what the cartoons are saying.
That's called an erection. Sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good.
And if you take this pill, it's going to burn from 7 to 10 days.
What? That's not what it says.
What the fuck? Tim, you ruined it. No, okay, I want you to keep reading this because people are not aware that this shit is being...
I want to read this.
All right, let Timmy be pervert here.
How come my penis gets big sometimes and boys up in the air? What the fuck? Boys up in the air?
Yeah.
Goes up in the air?
Boys, no. Boys. Yeah, boys.
I think that's a mistranslation.
No, okay. That's what it said. Yeah.
That's called an erection.
Read that.
Mom puts me to bed. I like to touch my vulva.
Whoa! What the fuck?
Penis clitoris.
Oh my God.
These are first graders. These are first graders that this is being shown to. I'm going to play some of this.
So first of all, who made this cartoon?
Some pervert.
Crazy people.
Fucking crazy people. Joe Biden's.
Yeah, you got a lizard and some duck.
It squeaks. Whoa, watch it. You almost hit me in the pee-pee.
What's so funny, you two?
That's funny.
You said pee-pee. Do you notice that when you say pee-pee, you giggle, but when you say penis, you say it in a serious voice?
I never noticed that before.
Some children and adults feel uncomfortable when they talk about their private parts, so they make up cute or funny names for them.
What's one for a girl's private parts?
Vajayjay!
But what does Scoops mean when he says vajayjay?
He means vulva.
That's right, Kayla. It's important to use the proper words for our private parts.
Why?
Let's not lose sight of who this is being shown to, folks. This is being shown to children. And what's scarier is that this was shown to children without their parents' consent. This is what should be angering.
Right.
This is what people should be in uproar.
And to extrapolate that point, you should be upset about half of the stuff that your child goes to school and is taught.
Yes.
Which is why our daughters don't go to school anymore.
They don't even go to school anymore.
Okay.
Because we got tired of them coming home going, they told me this today. They did what? And basically spending half of our afternoon unindoctrinating our children on what these idiots are teaching them.
I mean, I laugh because some of that, I mean, me as a 40-year-old man, adult. Giggle you're, about
yeah, children. We're grown. Right.
But that but is again, not this something. Is kids. Yeah. No. The only people that should be teaching children about any of that shit are their parents. Their parents, it's their job to do that. It is not a school's job. And I've heard, and I've been on here numerous times where every time they talk about, we bring up something that schools are teaching kids that they shouldn't be fucking teaching them. And you know what? I'm fucking tired of it because this is bullshit. Your kids are your kids. Teachers are supposed to teach them one plus one equals two, you know, fucking George Washington's fucking first president. Shit that matters. Anything that is a social fucking sexual shit, that is your job as a parent to teach them and guide them. If they want to learn something more and get a book or take a class on something with your permission, fine, that's on you. But this shit is out of control, man. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like going back to the fucking crazy guy in fucking California last year that passed the fucking pedal law that said you could basically be like, what, 10 years and you know, you can
10-year difference. Yeah. 18-year-olds can screw 8-year-olds.
But we said it last year from that law. They are decriminalizing pedophilia, and then it starts with that, you know, lessening the laws, and then introducing kids to this shit. Because now they're like, oh, look, I'm playing with my penis. And then you got some fucking creepy guy going, oh, let me touch your penis. Yeah,
back to my point. You know what I mean? At what point is that considered child pornography?
If you pass laws that says it's not.
The line has been crossed. It's been crossed.
The teacher that showed those first graders that video should be charged for child pornography and thrown in jail as a pedophile.
Yeah,
and
as a sex offender.
It was a her, right? A female.
It's a private school, number one. So it's,
you're not allowed to show pornography in a private school.
Hold on. So whatever that curriculum was, they said, well, this was in the curriculum that you guys put your kids in.
No, the reason the parents are upset was because their parents did not consent. So she needs to be charged as a sex offender. She needs to be.
I think so. I mean, these people need to be fucking held accountable and fucking...
Yeah, the only way that they're going to stop this shit is you make an example out of one of them. You charge as a sex offender and you got to register as a sex offender. Anybody around you knows that you're a sex offender.
And go to jail for 20 years as a sex offender. Because they don't take lightly the sex offenders in prison.
And you have to get teabagged by Joe Biden.
Ew.
That's a reward for Biden. Okay, so here's Blue's Clues, folks. Because again, let's remember what month we are in, right? While the military, you know, the fallen soldiers get one day, This group of people who are demand celebration get a whole entire month. Okay, so this is why I'm bringing this shit up because we've devolved into this is a sick society. You guys remember Blue's Clues?
Yeah. I was too
I've heard old of them,
that.
But
yeah, but you've seen it, right? You've seen it with kids. You know, it's just the PBS.
It's a blue dog cartoon.
I've seen an episode of Blue's
Clues. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one either, but.
All right. Well, it's again a PBS show, you know, a blue dog, and you know they find clues and whatever. Okay, this is at what it's become.
And a yellow duck.
And blue, some duck. Hence the name and some Blue's duck. Clues.
Right. What's, and some duck.
Hey, Blue! Look at all these families. Hi, families! It's time for a pride parade. Families marching one by one. Hurrah! Hurrah!
Hurrah.
Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah.
Hurrah.
This
hurrah.
Family has two mummies. They love each other so proudly, and they all go marching in the big parade.
No.
Families marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. This family has two daddies. They love each other so proudly, and they all go marching in the big parade. Parade! Come on, friends!
Hurrah! Hurrah! Sorry.
Okay.
It's pretty catchy, though. That's like Baby Shark.
I've never heard a Baby Shark song. And I don't want to hear it, so don't start.
That's what it's devolved to, folks. And look, if a private company did this and whatever, I don't give a shit. If you're a parent, whatever. This is public-funded money. This is PBS, folks. This is your tax dollars. Mm-hmm. This is your tax dollars going to this. Now, I'm not against people having rights. This is not what I'm saying. But again, let's remember where we came from, folks. Because I guarantee you this same channel would not have something equivalent to this, but people who are churchgoers, somebody waving their Bible and says, it's okay to believe in God. Hurrah, hurrah. Oh, no, you're shoving that down my throat. We can't have that. Oh, that's what we can't do. Oh, but you can shove that shit down our throat.
They control it all, man. We let this happen.
But we have to be fair because we said, you know, they said we don't want this shoved down our throat. Okay, cool. We want tolerance. Cool. No. Now they're demanding celebration, and this is it. They're using your tax dollars for this, and it's wrong. It's wrong, and we're losing our society. But Biden thinks that white supremacy is the greatest danger. Meanwhile, we're teaching kids to masturbate and we're teaching them to have gender dysphoria. Okay. Good luck with that
but
society,
but did you enjoy
folks.
Your long weekend?
Yeah, exactly. Biden, freaking, what an idiot.
you know, to this point, I know I was joking around saying dumb shit. That's just because that's what I do. But this, me and Jeremy were having this conversation earlier, right? About, you know, I was like, I feel bad for the people at my job that are working on the logistics of bringing everybody back in, because you have now, you know, before it was dealing with like, oh, you know, you put people in cubes and, you know, oh, now it's, oh, this person farts or this person burps or a bad hygiene. Now it's, oh my God, who's vaccinated? Who's not? Why am I sitting next to this person? Why am I so close? Why am I this? Why am I that? What are you doing with my data? Taking a temperature? What are you selling it to someone? Holy shit. I feel bad for these people because everybody's coming at them with answers. You can never, ever, ever make everybody happy. Because if you say, you know what, it's all on you. You guys make the decision based on you. If we do see, you know, if you come into work and you're coughing, we're going to tell you to go home and work from home because we don't want you to get anybody sick. Oh, no, no, no. But that's a, we're doing that out of, you know, for everybody. I'm okay with that. But when they say, hey, you need to show me proof of a vaccine. No, no, because that's my own personal choice. So now people are on the phone arguing and getting nasty with these people and sending these questions like, I can't believe you guys aren't like, guys, like there's legalities here that nobody understands. Like you can't just say we're going to mandate vaccines because then I can turn around and say, well, I'm not getting one. I sue you. You know, you violated my health rights. You know, then this person over here says, well, I went into the office and got COVID because not everybody's vaccinated. And I sat next to somebody that was it's the same thing to this shit. We've allowed by saying, you know what? Okay. You know, we're tolerant. We can accept it. Like, okay, you're gay, whatever. No big deal. I got other shit to worry about. You know, do that in your own time. Okay. But now it's like, oh, now I get to throw it in your face. Right. Come on. All right. We'll stop. Now we're just going to celebrate it. But if I tell you, like Nelson said, well, I think you need Jesus. Oh, you're a Nazi. You're bad. Right. So we've allowed their ideas to come mainstream and infiltrate. That's my new word because it's all infiltrated and infiltrated every aspect of our lives, right? You go to work, you see this shit, right? Even if you're a religious person, you can't turn around and say, I'm offended. You have to be accepted to everybody. You know, you turn on the TV, you see it. You go on the news, you see it. You listen to your president, you see it. You go look at a fucking U.S. embassy flying underneath the U.S. flag is a fucking LGBTQ flag. Okay, well, that doesn't make sense.
When are they going to have an LGBTQ flag and then an Antifa flag and then a BLM flag and a...
On George Floyd anniversary, they flew the BLM flag.
No, I mean, just stack them all up, right? You've got your state, you got your United States flag. Under that, you've got...
But if they put a fucking cross, a fucking cross on those U.S. embassies...
People would lose their shit.
Holy shit.
Riots, cities burned.
You piss off the world. And down to this LGBTQ shit. You know, if these woke corporations really gave a fuck, and I sent you guys this, why, for the rest of the world, you throw it down their throats, but in the Middle East, all your symbols, no, they don't have the fucking pride colors on there. Why? Why?
Because they don't take likely to those people.
Well, so basically what you're saying is you don't stand for shit. You do not stand for shit. You don't give a fuck. You're pandering. That's all you're doing. Because if you really gave a fuck, you'd tell those Middle Eastern people, those countries, to say, fuck you. You need to accept everybody. But because they have so much money and power and they want all that shit, we're going to kiss your ass. Well, fuck you then, because you're bullshit. Pandering. You don't give a flying fuck.
Pandering.
You don't give a flying fuck. And that's the shit that pisses me off. If you're going to tell somebody, well, fuck you, I ain't doing business with you because of this, I respect you even more. Whether or not I agree with why you're doing it, but how are you going to have hey, pride people, we love gay people, but Middle Eastern, yeah, fuck them. We're on your side. You're playing both sides. And people are too fucking dumb to realize it.
Yep.
Fucking shit, that shit is so hypocritical that it gets under my fucking skin.
And what's crazy, I was thinking about this, because the left is so obsessed with, oh, we need to rectify the sins of the past and all these groups who were disenfranchised and we got to rectify them, reparations and blah, blah, yada, yada. And Biden is, you know, feeds into that. He's like, oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm looking around and I'm like, dude, if we're looking at everything that's happening, the economy right now is teetering on a collapse. I was looking at some videos. The food supply chain right now is at a verge of shortages. 35% of the U.S. dollars that have been printed in the last 12 months. 35%, folks. Mm-hmm. They're devaluing the currency. I was looking at record levels of corporate debt, record levels of the household debt. We're at 2008 levels, even higher. The economy right now is at a verge of a collapse, and the left is worried about this stupid shit. I was looking at a chart, the record low interest rates, dude. And so right now the Federal Reserve is stuck between a rock and a hard place, right? Because they have record interest rates, and at the same time they're printing all this fucking money. So something's going to give. A collapse is coming. The economy is going to rectify itself. We know that it's coming again.
But Venezuela.
Exactly. They're keeping printing money, and they're hoping for the best. They're kicking the can on the road and saying, we'll see what happens. What the fuck? Every leftist society, like you said, every leftist society has tried this. Inflation, obviously, it will eventually kick in. We cannot continue to print money and devalue currency. None of the places that have done this have succeeded, like Tim says.
Inflation has already taken over, dude. Yeah. Like, I saw the best fucking picture. Because you were talking about wood, right? It was at a lumber, it was just a couple days ago. It was at a lumber yard, and they put a pallet of wood, and they said, 12 months ago, all this wood was $1,000, right? I mean, it was big-ass pallet. And they go, today, and it was like maybe 12. It was like maybe two rows of fucking wood, and they're like, this is $1,000 now. They go, wow. This was a couple months ago, and this is now. This is what inflation is. This is not just with wood. This is with plywood. This is with food. This is with fucking everything. But you know what hasn't gone up? Your cell phone bill. My Cox hasn't gone up. But all the shit that really matters has gone up. And again, what's being targeted by cyber hacks and ransomware?
Mm-hmm.
All the critical shit.
Yeah,
oil,
food,
gas, a couple weeks ago. Food, JBL, or JLB, whatever, that food processing company, they got hit. And then quietly, Cox got hit yesterday.
I was seeing a video from a farmer, and I don't know how much truth there is to this. I haven't looked into it, but what she was saying was the government was paying them to destroy their crops. Because they would lose out on some subsidy from the government, or they get paid to destroy their crops. And so what she was saying was that she's like, a food shortage is coming for folks, and this is being orchestrated by the government itself. I don't know what they're planning, but we have to stay vigilant. I don't trust them anymore, especially this whole vaccine thing, this whole last year on the lockdowns and shit, to me revealed the coercive nature of government, and they want to coerce the American public to do I don't know what. So we have to remain vigilant. Our freedoms, our liberties, not just ours, for future generations depend on us being vigilant in this shit. And I know I'm sounding like, you know, crazy here, but we have to keep our eyes open, folks. We are not immune to the mistakes of history and the mistakes of other countries have made. We're not made of anything special. If we go down this path, we will lose this beautiful country. And where are we going to go to next? Nowhere to go, folks.
You can't even go to Canada.
No, they're on lockdown. All right.
You can't go to Europe because you need a vaccine. They don't want your ass either.
Talking about leftists, I want to talk about our favorite leftist, Tim's future wife.
Oh, yeah.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She gave us more of her brilliance this week. She
oh, great.
I think she,
does she have any to spare?
So Tim says me this. She has solved the crime problem. I'm gonna talk about this one first.
Oh, wow.
So she said she came out saying the reason criminals commit crimes, listen to this, Jerry, and just the brilliance. The reason criminals commit crimes is because there are too many jails. You think I'm kidding? Let me play this for you.
Wow.
Let me play this for you because I know it's too hard to hear this. This is genius.
I want to hear the logic behind this one.
I can't believe
there is none.
That's like saying firefighters start all the fires because they're always there when the fires were put out.
I can't believe I don't have to pay for a subscription to watch her.
And they clap for her.
If we want to reduce violent crime, if we want to reduce the number of people in our jails, the answer is to stop building more of them. The answer is to make sure that we actually build more hospitals. We pay organizers. We get people mental health care and overall health care, employment, etc. It's to support communities, not throw them away.
Okay. So our dear...
that wasn't the...
What?
Earlier she said... So earlier in her speech is when she said... Yeah, you played the wrong video.
Oh, what did she say? Which, because I think this is the one that you sent me, right? Oh, is it this one?
Okay. She's like, you know,
our complete gutting of support in our mental health system, both in the city and across the country, is absolutely correlated with both homelessness and incidents of violent crime. When you actually open the door to a jail and look at who's inside, an enormous amount of people are dealing with untreated mental health issues. And it is not acceptable for us to use jails as garbage bins for human beings. We need to treat people and see.
Okay.
I want to know what it's like to be in her head.
Yeah, in her head or in her head?
Is that a euphemism
for
a blowjob?
No, but think about it. Like, you know, like, because I can see it in her eyes because I can relate because when I get excited, it goes like my brain's like, eh, you know what I mean? But like you see her trying to even say like garbage, like she's trying to formulate what she wants to say. And she really can't because she's just fucking diarrhea of the mouth.
So
some of it is actually there's some truth to some of the
exactly.
Shit
I was going
to
say that basically the homeless population has a mental health problem. The reason why it is so rampant in California and all over the West Coast, I guess, is because the people that are homeless, the majority of them are either have mental problems or they have a drug addiction, right? And then there's the 3% of people who actually, for whatever reason, can't find a job, which I don't understand. But so I get that part of what she's saying, right? There are people in jail that have mental problems, but I don't understand her point. Are we just supposed to let them out and wander the streets and shit in our parks? And,
well, they are.
Well, no, but the question is, if they're in jail, they're real easy to keep track of. So if inmate 153 has a mental problem, wouldn't it be much easier to help them with their mental problem when they're in jail versus wandering the streets of San Francisco?
But are they getting the help they need? Because back in the 80s, I mean, I think it was back in like between the 60s and the 80s, there was a lot of mental hospitals in this country, and they stopped funding them, and all of a sudden they all went into the fucking population.
Yeah, they opened the doors and let them all out, and now they're the homeless people on the street. It's the Joker.
I did
want to
say this because, you know, you're right. This is not a, you know, it's not as simple as let's stop making jails, right? It's not as simple.
But that's just a continuation of the stupidity of defund the police. That's just stupid.
Exactly. So it has to be multiple fronts. But the thing is that people like her assume that we're here because we're not a compassionate society. And our previous topic, the first topic that we talked about, has a lot to do with why there's a lot of people who are in a mental state because we as a society have accepted that a treatment for mental issues or a treatment for other things is through drugs. And people are being pumped with all this fucking drugs that gets them addicted. Look, I know people personally who have come to me and said, you know, Rush Limbaugh was somebody who went through, you know, drug addiction. He became addicted to opioids and shit like that. And those are, you know, the gateway things that people end up going through other things for. Look, I'm not, I believe we have, society has played a role here, but society has played a role because, again, when government gets involved to solve issues, it only creates more problems. Because people had a big heart and they said, well, you know what? Let me ease this pain by giving you this. Okay. There was a marriage between the pharmaceuticals and big government. And hey, let's pump all these people with all this fucking drug. And here we are. Well, we cannot make this. But here's the thing. A lot of these people are committing a lot of violent crime. That crime cannot go unpunished. People are, you know, if you look at Venice Beach and all these beaches out in California that are rampant with homelessness and people addicted to drugs. I think it's Venice, or where is it? Is it Santa Monica Pier?
Venice.
And it's like insane what's happening. But we're not doing anything because people are clamoring for more compassion. And I think it has to be, we have to have both. You have to punish violent crime. You cannot just not allow people. And if it means more jails, then it means more jails. But at the same time, I'm with you. We need to take a different approach and try to help these people stop prescribing so many fucking drugs. Again, I know people personally who were pumped with drugs and there was a fight that happened to get them out of those drugs that those doctors recommended. And those doctors went to court and said, no, you need to pump it or this person is a danger to society. And guess what? Eventually that person won and no longer has those drugs. And that person has a clear head. So I know for a fact that drugs fucking cloud people's minds and it's dangerous. But here, to me, going back to, I need to say this, because going back to Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez's dumb response, because it is a fucking leftist response. It is. And this is just their nature. By her logic, let's just stop creating laws so that people don't break them.
Right.
Let's stop putting up speed limits. That way people, you know, we can get rid of people who, you know, race in the streets. Or how about this? Child molesters. Let's abort kids. Population control. You know, this ends. This type of, or tax fraud. Let's get rid of the IRS. They cause so many people. They cause so many people to cheat on taxes. All these tax people who are evading taxes. Well, let's get rid of the IRS. That'll solve the tax fraud problem. You see how the logic, it doesn't make sense. You don't fix one problem by saying let's get rid of how we as a society deal with danger. Look, I went to Philadelphia last year, less than a year ago. And what I saw out there is sad. It is sad. And we've talked about this with Tim, dude, because literally, dude, zombies in the streets, shitting in public, pissing out in public, in the middle of downtown in broad fucking daylight. And people walking around like it's nothing. The fuck?
Every major city across this country has this problem. When you look at every major city in this country with these problems, who is running them? Who are their DAs? It's all progressive. I'm not going to use the word radical. It's this progressive candidate that is all funded by the same people. So wake the fuck up. Your cities are destroyed. And after they destroy the cities, where do you think they're going next? To your neighborhood.
Yeah, Tim, you sent me this thing that is so true. Tim sends me these statistics. You know, in LA County, because there was a move. Oh yeah, let's defund the police. So guess what? You know, these liberal counties, they went for it, full force. Yeah, let's defund the police. Look at these numbers, Jeremy. Listen to these numbers. Homicide rates in the last compared to 2020 have gone up 95%. But AOC says let's build less jails. Grand Theft Auto. 40% up. Rape, 7.8% higher. Aggravated assault, 12% higher. Arson, 22% higher. These liberals' ideas aren't working, folks. Defund the police is only creating more chaos. People don't want to see it.
People don't see it. They don't want to see it because this is what people are doing now. They're going like this. Well, that's LA. I live in Beverly Hills. Is it happening in Beverly Hills? I don't care. I just won't go to LA.
Well, the problem is it is starting to happen.
Well, but now when things start encroaching your neighborhood, and then you go, hey, you got to do something about this. Case in point, Minnesota last night, another minority got shot by a cop. I don't know the whole details, but right away, fucking burning shit and looting and everything. Now, boom, the cops nipped it in the ass all of a sudden. Why? What happened to justice? And, you know, what changed? Oh, because it's people are getting tired of it. Where every time somebody stubs their fucking toe, and then you find out the guy fucking beat the shit out of his girlfriend and everything else, and I'm not saying nobody deserves to die, but we're not looking, people are looking at this and destroying cities over fucking criminals. You know, it's how come you're not seeing the same level when a 7-year-old kid gets fucking shot in the fucking face crossing the street because of gang warfare? That little girl's life didn't matter.
Yeah. Well, we're not.
That's when
we're
you should be fucking looking for fucking people and fucking.
We're not allowed to judge those people.
Oh, but that's okay because you know what? It wasn't a cop. There's no narrative there, you know. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like it is so backwards. And back and real quick, because I don't know, we got to close this out.
Yep.
Back to your point, we never, in every issue we talk about, at the politics, life, whatever, nobody ever looks at the root of every problem. They don't look and say, well, what's making these people crazy? They don't want to look at the opiate. They want to say, well, the opiates are what's saving them. No.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get to the root cause. When you say, oh, systemic racism is a problem in this country and everything, bitch, shut the fuck up. Okay, yes, there's some really fucked up people in here on every side, okay? There's issues all over the place, but majority of the people are good people. They're not assholes, all right? But when you say, oh, this country was founded on race, hey, go look at the history. Stop talking about that. For thousands of years, every society had slaves. Nobody ever wants to talk about the whole world was doing this. This wasn't the United States. The people from England just, I want to. At that time, it was the world was doing it. Prior to that, every empire that conquered, they didn't turn around to the people they conquered and say, oh, you're good people. They fucking raped, pillaged, and fucking sold the people off as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Every society did that for the years on end, centuries. And as man became civilized, they realized this is really fucking dumb. And they just, you know, fuck people up other ways. But at the end of the day, this was a thing that was happening for centuries prior to the United States of America. So don't say that the United States of America was the problem. And then if you do want to say that, all right, look at how it's a triangle, right? And this is what I tell people. I said, you got to know your history. And I thought I was got my ass kicked in college because somebody was running them out, talking about it. I said, okay, let's talk about the history of it. So where did it start? I said, who sold the slaves?
Mm.
If we're going to talk, so where did the slaves come from? Africa. Who sold those people to the slave traders? Who sold them? The tribes that took over those other tribes. They sold them to the highest bidder because they wanted money for weapons and power.
Let me
and they could take over.
Let me add to this. The cost of them.
So let's talk about the whole story.
Tim, let me add to that this piece is important that a lot of people leave out when. It wasn't just other tribes. It was Muslim black tribes.
Whatever it was.
Well, no, but I'm saying because it's not popular to say, because as soon as you say it, you're like, now you're just, no, it's the goddamn truth. And because people only want to look at the white guy who was the what guy at the end of this whole chain of slavery. But there was people who abducted those people. And what were they? That's the truth, folks. I'm not making this shit up.
You got to look at the whole history.
Yeah.
If you're going to say talk history, let's talk all the history. Let's not just talk about, oh, you know, the 200 years and they just came up with this shit out of the fucking blue. You know what I mean? Let's talk about the whole history. And if you want to be mad, let's go all the way back and be mad at the people that's at point A. Don't be mad at point C because they weren't looking at, oh, this is inhumane. No, that was what everybody was doing. It didn't matter if it came from Africa or Asia or fucking any of the lands. They were doing it all over the place. It wasn't just one color. White people were slaves at one point. So we all got to stop. What was the point of origin? Let's go back to the point of origin and let's ask those people for accountability. Oh, you can't do that. Can't do that. It's wrong. But I got to sit there and say, I'm a piece of shit for something that I didn't even start. Right. Let's look at how it started. But nobody wants to have those conversations. So if we're going to have the full conversations, even when AOC's one or the other, let's talk about the real problem. Let's talk about how majority of the slaves that came from the Caribbean, they all went to South America and Central America. That's where majority of them went. So let's be fucking real if you're going to talk history, okay? Oh, but they were Hispanic. Oh, yes. The Hispanics owned fucking slaves. Newsflash for you. Sorry. Because why? Because that was a business. Wasn't a good business, but people selling people was a business back in the day. And people made millions off it. I'm not saying it's right. Kamala Harris's parents owned her lineage owned fucking slaves in Jamaica. We don't want to talk about that. They brought it up and said, you're a fucking conspiracy theorist. It was fucking documented. Uh-huh. So let's be fucking real. Let's be real. But we can't. We can't have an honest conversation because people are so fucking ignorant to history. When you ask kids, what is your least favorite subject? You know what they say? History. And I said, well, history is going to repeat itself because they are dumbing you down, making you hate history.
And now they're not even teaching you history anymore.
And there you go. So you get rid of the history, you can teach them whatever the fuck they want and they think it's fucking reality.
Who said that quote? Those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And that's so true. It is true.
Fuck.
All right, we're gonna the last thing that I did need to cover on is Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez and her grandma. I don't know if you saw Tim. Did abuela. You see this? Her abuela.
Oh, yeah, her abuela.
Okay, so for Jeremy. Okay, the hilarious feud we didn't know we needed because it was freaking hilarious. So early this week, AOC tweeted out. She tweeted out this. I'm gonna read it for you. She said, just over a week ago, my abuela fell ill. I went to Puerto Rico to see her, my first time in a year because of COVID. And so then she shows a picture and she says, this is her home. Hurricane Maria relief hasn't arrived. Trump blocked the relief money for Puerto Rico. People are being forced to flee ancestral homes and developers are taking them. Okay, so she tweets this out, right? So she's painting this sob story about her abuela who's going to lose her house because of Trump, right? Because Trump hasn't released, he blocked the relief money for Puerto Rico. So Matt Walsh, and Matt Walsh is a conservative, and he describes himself, he's at the Daily Wire. He describes himself as a theocratic fascist and philanthropist. Getting Matt Walsh. Okay, so Matt Walsh tweeted this statement in response to her. He says, shameful that you live in a luxury while you allow your own grandmother to suffer in this squalid conditions. Okay. So he responds with it. Now, after this, hilarity ensues because a Twitter war, if you will, started. So Matt Walsh, realizing that, you know, the socialist probably was low on funds after, you know, paying her rent for the luxury apartment and also for, you know, because she lives in D.C. and she just got herself a new Tesla. I think it was the A3. I forget what model she got. Because, you know, it's a you know, one of those fancy, expensive electric vehicles, right? So what he did, he stepped up and did what any theocratic fascist philanthropist would do. He started a GoFundMe page for Dear Abuela Cortez. And in the description of the GoFundMe account, he says this, and again, to me, this is a mic drop. This is, he owned Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. He said, virtual signaling isn't going to fix Abuela's roof. So we are. And he says, let's all kick in to help save AOC's Abuela's ancestor home. Any amount is appreciated, but the cost of a monthly lease payment on that Tesla is around $499 a month. So they started a GoFundMe account to save, again, this is conservatives, to save AOC's grandmother's ancestral home. Now, the left has been angry at this. And again, I'm on Twitter and I see this and it's just freaking hilarious because I think this is a total boss move by Matt Walsh. And, you know, because left again got mad, right? They're like, oh, whatever. So they're calling Matt Walsh's fundraising racist. So according to the left, helping an old Puerto Rican grandmother is racist. Oh God, I love that exchange between Matt Walsh and Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. So to summarize, folks, Matt Walsh, a straight white male, and his followers were able to raise over $70,000 in one day.
Oh my God!
To restore the ancestral home of AOC's abuela.
They can fix the whole damn home for that.
Who would have guessed that the private individuals would do a better job than the government? Again, she was complaining about Trump holding federal aid to the, and here it is, abuela, you know, sorry for your socialist Tesla driving granddaughter, AOC. But you know what? Conservatives came through and they're going to be able to restore her home.
But you know what I found interesting about that exchange, and then we got to cut this, was as she's going on and on and on, and everybody's like, dude, you're a politician making all this money. You're really, and they're like, you've been there like four times since Maria, and you didn't do anything to fix her roof? Like, first of all, like, she was like, oh, this is the first time in a year and a half since I, so like, you've been there prior, and you've done nothing to help it. You're a really bad fucking grandchild.
Right? Yeah, well, that's what the guy just proved by setting up a GoFundMe.
And the fact that they were like, oh my God, they were, she's like, well, my grandmother's not affected because she's somewhere else being fully taken care of, but all the other people in the neighborhood were affected by,
you lied
because she was backtracking.
Yeah, and because she's crying at the parking lot again is what,
well, because
she
got called, exactly. Like, when you get called out in some bullshit, you start backtracking, and when you backtrack, you get caught in the lie, like, you know what I mean? Like, she just needs to shut the fuck up.
She needs to go away.
No, she's going to be she's going to take Schumer's Senate seat next year. That's going to be even more interesting. Chucky's on the hot seat right now by AOC.
Yeah, we'll see.
And the idiots of New York will vote for that.
He needs to pass the torch. He's done anyway. So, all right, let's end it on a happy note.
Yes, happy.
All right, this one, hold your breath.
I thought that was somebody I knew.
I have a question. How are we breathing in cars? Because, like, there's no air holes in a car. And, like, you shut your doors, so, like, how does the oxygen, like, get in? And there's, like, no law to, like, open your window every 5 minutes. So, like, how do you breathe in a car?
All right, Blondie.
Hold on.
All right, Blondie, tell you what, since your car is airtight, why don't you drive it into the ocean and see if you sink? Because in theory, if it's airtight, you'll float.
Okay, guys. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys some information here, okay?
Idiots.
Because you guys, okay, so for the listener, obviously, you heard what she said. How can we breathe in cars when the door is closed because there's no air holes? This is her words. Now, I would have given her a pass if she's 7, right? You're 7, you know, you don't know these things. But now, this is how I know that our school system has failed us, because specifically universities, guys, okay? Because this bitch, I'm not kidding with you, has a bachelor's in science.
Which science?
Stop it.
Which science?
regardless,
Jeremy, physics.
It's a bachelor. To me, you, somewhere along those lines, you must have had a science, you know, a
the
basic
science of feminine studies or something.
Now, I used to say that going to college was a waste of time, but I think this clearly shows that even if you major in the math or sciences, apparently it's a fucking waste of money, folks. No,
just because you graduate college don't mean you're an intelligent person.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean shit.
But I get you. I guarantee you she knows every single name of every single Kardashian out there.
Oh yeah.
And like you said, Tim,
and
she
what
votes.
They like, what they're smart. Yeah. And what her, yeah, what their fart smell like, and okay, what favorite restaurant.
So I did some research, right? I dug into this girl because I'm like, this
thirsty
gotta,
bitch.
This is no, because I'm like, this has got to be fake, right? She's probably trolling people. No. So she, her whole account. Okay, so listen to this, because like you said, Tim, this person votes. These are the same people that scream science whenever you challenge them on the mask mandate. And the reason I know this is, again, I went through her page. There is a picture of her. outside in the rain wearing a mask.
She got drowned.
You think I'm playing? No, I'm not playing.
That waterboarding? Isn't that waterboarding?
Just so you don't think I'm lying. This is her.
Why?
That's waterboarding.
Why is using an umbrella so embarrassing? Like, I know it's raining, but I look like such a fruit.
She has to be trolling, dude. This has to be a troll account. You can't be that dumb. And maybe we're the dumb ones making fun of her when she's getting the last laugh. I don't think. Social media has truly created... We all knew there was really dumb people in this world, but this just brought them to...
Put the spotlight on them.
And they get famous over being dumb. We are literally living Idiocracy.
Dumb ones,
I'm sorry. Idiocracy is being done through...
Camera. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us in some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Avida day. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.